Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Mike Giannini, and we're going to be talking about the Helper Gun Club and a pretty fun event they have coming up. They're going to have a round robin shoot coming up on March 15th and 16th. So, Mike, pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time out to come talk to us.
Oh, it's good. Glad we could get here.
So, let's talk about the Helper Gun Club for a second. This is something we talked about a few weeks ago, and it's really exciting that you guys are really working to revitalize this club. So let's start first with just the benefit of joining the gun club, you know, for people, both young shooters trying to get introduced to the sport and then people who are already trap shooters who just want to get back into it.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, trap shooting is really a great sport. It's not doing it just as a competition type sport, but it really helps people with wing shooting if they're going to hunt birds, pheasants, or anything else, ducks. It's just a great training tool to get up there and practice a little bit. We like to do things in competition, but to come to the club, like I said, we're open on Wednesdays and Sundays from about noon until it gets too dark, too cold, nobody's there, whatever, just for people to come and practice and shoot.
And then this is, in addition to learning those shooting skills, you know, for people who want to become hunters, want to get engaged in trap shooting, this is a good way for people to learn gun safety. And I think that's a topic right now that many people are going to be interested in. They want to learn how to stay safe with those guns.
Well, absolutely. We have guidelines. We follow kind of a national thing as far as the gun safety goes up there. It's either open or out. We don't have anybody walking around with a loaded gun. They have to be careful where they're pointing it. And we're pretty conscientious about if people are not going to pay attention and do things properly, they're not going to be welcome there to shoot. So from young age on up, we just don't tolerate any misuse of firearms up there.
Yeah, gun safety, discipline, it really helps build these characteristics in young people and old people alike. So let's talk a bit about the round robin shoot you guys have coming up. Again, that's going to be on March 15th and 16th. Let's talk for a second. How much will this cost to participate in?
Well, right now, so far the gun club isn't even charging a registration fee or anything. We're just charging for the targets, which is going to cost like $6 a round, and a round is 25 targets, so it'll be $18 to shoot three rounds. That would be 75 targets. You have to shoot 150 targets to qualify for the state finals, and that can be done in one day or half in each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Now, you personally, do you prefer shooting over 2 days, or do you like to get it all done at once? What's your approach to the trap shooting?
Well, you know, I've done it for a lot of years. I started way back. I'd like to get up there and shoot, get this over with in one day as far as that competition goes, if it's possible. What we have to do, though, is on the first 75 targets that the people shoot, we take their first 50 and we figure them a classification, either an A shooter down to an E shooter. After they've shot 75 targets, everybody, we'll break it down and randomly draw teams with A, B, C, D, and an E shooter on each team, so they'll be competing as equally as we can get it to be. And we'll figure some handicaps in there to make it even more even.
And then let's talk about the format for a second for this round robin shoot. For people who might not ever have attended one of these events, walk us through what they can expect from the time they arrive to the time they're shooting.
Well, unless things get really confusing up there, you know, we're just welcome into the club and kind of take their names down, explain to them what's going on, and we'll get them signed up to go out. And the way we've kind of got it planned, we're not expecting teams at first. So if we have two or three people ready to go shoot, we get them signed up, those people can go out and shoot their 75 targets. And the more people we get up there, the more we'll try to put five people at a time out on line to shoot. And we'll run more than one trap. If we get enough people up there, we'll load up two or three traps to run them through so they don't have to spend the entire day up there.
Now, if people might not have ever visited the Helper Gun Club, it's a beautiful facility you guys have up there, but how can they find it?
Well, that's going to be a little tough for some of them. If you can, anytime you're driving up to Helper, from either direction, if you can see the tanks up on top of the hill, the water tanks, that's Reservoir Hill. We're on top of that. It's approximately a half a mile from those water tanks up to where the gun club is actually sitting. So it's you go up Roosevelt Street or Hill Street, whatever, you get up to the street that's going to head you right up there to that reservoir. And from there, there's no way to miss it. It's on top of the hill, so you got to get there.
And then if there are people listening right now who are interested in participating in this event or just going out to the gun club in general, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, we have a Facebook page. It's Helper Gun Club, and people can look there. We try to keep things posted a little bit up to date what's going on. If they really have any questions about the club, when we're open, what's going on as far as these shoots, they could contact me. And my cell phone number, unfortunately, I don't have a local number. My cell phone now is 970-260-6452. I grew up in Helper, lived here for 50 years. Unfortunately, moved away for a while. I come back. I'm just trying to help the guys revive the gun club and get it going again.
And we're glad to have you back in the community too, Mike. You make a difference, especially in the revitalization of the gun club, getting that back up and running. And one more time for people who might have missed it, outside of this trap shoot, what days are you guys open?
We're open on Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesday, we usually open between 12 and 1 o'clock, we'll be there. And on Sundays, we get there a little bit earlier. We try to get started about 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
Now, Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, we'd just like to get as many people up there shooting as we can. We don't care what age they are particularly, and we don't care what their skill level is. This is designed for new shooters as well as old shooters.
Well, Mike, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Mike Giannini with the Helper Gun Club. We're talking about their upcoming Round Robin Shoot. That's going to be on March 15th and 16th, $18 for 75 rounds. You shoot two sets of 75 to qualify for the state finals. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.